Like a Virgin.
With Conchetta and Luca.
Before Like a Virgin and after Like a Virgin is kind of the anchor point of an Australian musician's life, I think.
We sort of wanted to give it a really big build towards the end to make it really cinematic.
Pretty intimidating song, like you hear it and it sounds like the uncoverable.
The verses are great, they're so well written and they make me feel really sexy when I'm singing them.
Like a Virgin on Triple J.
Oh my goodness gracious, Conchetta, we've been pumped up for this one for a little while. Joining us for Like a Virgin on this beautiful Friday, Audrey Hobart, hello.
Hey, hello.
Hi.
How are you? How are you feeling?
I'm good. I'm so nice to meet you.
Can we just talk about how exciting it is that you're doing Like a Virgin? You're excited for this, hey.
It's been a long time coming.
It's been a long time, dream. This is so... It's so exciting, yes. And we're so happy to have you. Something I wanted to ask you is, I mean, you posted a few stories saying that you're doing this, but also it shows up in who you are and in your lyrics, but you're a big people watcher,
yes.
Correct?
Mm-hmm.
I want to know, what have you seen so far of Australia? Anything of note? Any observations while you've been here?
Yeah, I mean, everyone's really good looking. That is something that I walk around with my cousin Savannah and I'm literally like, everyone is so hot. It's really amazing. Like, I have no shame in staring at people. I also love to photograph strangers. I don't know. I have no remorse. It doesn't like, it's not like a fear receptor that I have. I don't know why. It is like, I think the most interesting thing you can do, especially when you're in a new place, is just look around and see who the hell is here.
Well, thanks for noticing that we're hot. Thank you.
Yeah, truly.
Man, how do you go with the photos? You ever have the flash go off? That's like the big fear.
No, because I'm not 40 years old.
The sound on the camera. Put it on silent, freak.
Yeah, and honestly, if I did have a go off, I probably wouldn't be that embarrassed. But that, yeah. Maybe that's my problem.
I took a photo. You want to see it? It's awesome.
Yeah.
You're looking lit up. How the hell has the tour been outside of people watching in Australia? How are these crowds from intimate shows sort of last year to big theaters, beautiful venues for this tour? You having a nice time?
I am. It feels so full circle, and I've got to meet a lot of people who are at my really small shows, and I definitely like love performing to a larger crowd, and the audiences have been so sweet, and just you just look out and you smile and then they smile, and really it's been incredible. And my favorite part has been leaving the venue every night. I'm in this like huge white van and nobody knows I'm in there, and I will just bang on the window and wave at people no one sees. But watching the people file out, everyone dresses so cute and like, it's been really fun.
Not the people watching from the Sprinter. You're literally in the Sprinter van, still people watching.
Yes.
As you should. That's
Thank
what
you.
It's there for.
Yeah.
Something in the show that you do is you will play Sue Me twice.
Yeah.
And then sometimes you'll do it where you'll be like, okay, phone's away for the second time. I want to know, like, do you really notice a difference? What is the difference in that second time?
It really is amazing. The first few times I did it, I had this overwhelming feeling of like, this feels like the real show, or this, it's cool. Cause I am, as we all are, sort of fascinated with a time before cell phones where people were just, you know, obviously just at shows and not recording. And I don't have like a huge, I understand why people record shows. I'm not like, don't ever do it, but it is really fun when it feels like everyone is just in the same exact moment for like 2 minutes and 30 seconds. And people really like to lose themselves. It's like people are loud and jumping, and it's just fun. It feels like a gift for me and for everybody else. I really look forward to it. And also it's nice for me because then I know that that's the one song that like most people aren't recording me. So I feel like I let loose in a different way.
Wow.
Yeah. And I also don't worry so much about like singing it so well. And I just, in Sydney night too, I took my ears out. I'd never done that before, and I really heard everybody, and it was incredible. I was like, I can't even sing because I'm just standing here and I'm just loving this.
That's so beautiful.
This is sick. I feel like you might be setting a precedent for maybe your future shows or future artists. You do the whole set list, phones, and then you go, all right, guys, phones away. We're doing it all again.
Yeah, oh my God. No, I would do more songs if – I mean, I guess I always could, but it feels like – what if I play another song twice and everyone's like, okay, we heard this song.
Is Audrey that's my okay? Fear. Does she know she already did this one?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, let's get an original right here. The cover, of course, will come later, but an original first up. What are we about to hear from you?
We're about to hear my song Phoebe.
Yes!
Yeah.
Incredible. Let's get it right now in the Like a Virgin studio for the very first time with her original. It's Audrey Hobart, Phoebe on Triple J.
I went to New York because a man in a suit told me you're gonna be a star. I
said yeah, no, but it came out like what you mean. I took a walk on the beach, 'cause the guy doesn't like me back. Even though I'm gonna be a star, guess I don't have it, guess I don't have it after all. But it's okay, 'cause my life is so exciting. Every night is like a party, 'cause I bit the bullet. I'm finally watching Friends. What took me so long to say to no one? I'm alone all the time. Now I'm never lonely, not since I met Joey. But when I turn the lights off, Joey doesn't hold me. In the darkest moment, wonder if I met him out at a bar. Seeing me a perfect star, gonna take me home for that reason only. 'Cause why else would you want me? I think I've got a fucked up face. And that thought used to haunt me, till I fell in its sweet embrace. Now it dawns with the acne. It's a bitch, but it goes away. Who cares if I'm pretty? I feel like I'm Phoebe. I feel like it totally works. And the blue in my skirt doesn't work with the blue in my top. And if I try to be her, it falls so flat. You feel badly. And most of these days, I feel the dull ache. But then I say stop. Everything's okay, 'cause my life is so enticing. In the corner eating icing, it's a birthday party. These people aren't my friends. I'm thinking so long, I miss their deep talk about someone they didn't invite. I'd rather be lonely, count it out and lonely. I know that I'll need me once he gets to know me. Wonder when I'll meet him, wonder if he's sitting there at a bar, if he likes my avant-garde. It's just what they told me, 'cause why else would you want?
Absolutely beautiful. Love to have you in the Like a Virgin studio, knowing how special this is. How did it feel for you?
Oh, it was so fun. So beautiful. Red. I feel like there's some greenery in there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was so fun. I love that song.
Oh, that's so good. We love it too.
We love it too. It's a delight to hear you sing it. But of course, only a few weeks ago, your very own Flesh and Blood, your brother, Malcolm Todd, came through and covered it as well.
So what else would you want me? I've got a fucked up face, and that thought used to haunt me till I fell in sweet embrace.
How the hell did it feel to hear that happen and to have it unfold like that? So cool.
Yeah, I knew he was doing it, but then when it was published to YouTube, it was an amazing moment. And honestly, what I remember is how many people who I know came up to me and were like, hey, I saw Malcolm do this. It made me cry. I didn't cry because I was so caught up in the way that he twisted it and made it sound. And I was like more gagged than emotional. But then when I saw the video of him talking about me and talking about the song, I was like, he's just so, he's always been the sweetest little boy. He just always has been.
Yeah, he was an absolute sweetie. Yeah. We loved him as well. So we can tick it off. He did a good job. It's Audrey approved.
Duh. Even if it was shit, it would be Audrey approved. Seriously.
Your relationship is so beautiful, and it's amazing that we have this sort of like call and response of like the cover and then you doing it here for your original. And like you say, growing up, you have all these amazing stories, this relationship that is so fun for the fans for us to like be a part of. There's one thing he brought up in the chat that I was like, we need to ask you about. He talked about you both being afraid of birds.
Yes.
I need to hear you speak on, for you, your fear of birds, and also what you've thought of, you've noticed Australians are really hot. What do you think of our birds? Have you engaged with many?
Your birds are vicious. It feels like they're unafraid, more unafraid than like even New York birds. I don't know why I'm afraid of them. I just always have been.
Yeah.
My dad recalls this time where like he doesn't like the beach, and we would go on these like beach trips when I was really little, and I would see birds and start freaking out when I was like a baby, and then he would get to go home and not have to go to the beach like he loved when I freaked out about it. Yeah, I've just always had it. I really don't like them. No, yeah. The little brown street birds that sort of hang out around cafes are like the I'm fine with. I could probably touch one of those, but the only nightmares I wake up from screaming are ones where a bird is close to me.
Just one more specific question. We are known for our birds called ibises. They're called bin chickens around here because they like literally hang out in bins, and they're big and white and have a big black beak. Have we come across?
I think so.
Yeah, it's not looking good.
I just don't like them.
Yeah, you know what? We're going to move on. I'm really sorry that it got like touchy there, but no, thank you okay. for speaking on
No, it's okay. It's okay. You guys have a lot of cool native birds.
Awesome. Someone with a fear of spiders comes in. Have you heard of a tarantula? They're crazy.
I'd rather honestly be with a spider.
A big call.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fair.
All right, well, it's a bird-free zone this morning. It's lovely to have you with us, Audrey. Yeah. So the original is in the books. The cover is coming soon. We've been giving the clue that it is a song about something you wear. Keep your guesses coming in. 0439 757 555. Song for something that you wear. We'll be back with Audrey Herbert for Like a Version after this on Triple J.
Triple J. Like a Version.
With Concetta and Luca.
Before Like a Version and after Like a Version is kind of the anchor point of an Australian musician's life, I think.
I sort of wanted to give it a really big build towards the end to make it really cinematic.
Pretty intimidating song. Like, you hear it and it sounds like the uncoverable.
The verses are great. They're so well written and they make me feel really sexy when I'm singing them.
Like a Version on Triple J.
Yes, indeedy. We are so lucky to be joined by Audrey Herbert for Like a Version this morning. The original is done. The cover is only moments away. And this feels like, I don't know, this feels like incredible timing because it was only just over a year ago that you spoke to Triple J's very own Abby and Tyrone in what was your first official solo radio interview. Mm-hmm. And now about 12 months have passed and album is out. Bunch of singles. Toured the whole goddamn world. Like a Version happening today. How do you look back on the last 12 months? Is whirlwind the word? Are you okay? It feels like it's all hitting you in this moment.
I've been processing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have been. And I think the thing that I've let crash down upon me in the way that it should have a while ago is that it's a lot. And however I'm feeling is okay. Mm-hmm. And as long, I think the only antidote, the only cure is to just be as present in the moment as you possibly can be.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, I'm so excited. I'm so excited. It's great. Yes.
Yeah. Well, you know what's amazing about you is you're so good at songwriting. And I think for anyone listening who may not know your lore, to find out that you began in screenwriting before you came to songwriting, I think it's really interesting. Can you tell us just about your beginnings with screenwriting?
Yeah. Well, I just knew I wanted to be that when I was in high school. Like, I always loved to perform and I always loved to write. But I really fell in love with the idea of being the person behind your favorite TV show, your favorite character, your favorite movie, whatever. Those are the people that I have found myself looking up to the most. I just think I'm a writer first. And I have found that I really love writing songs too, because I love music. And it combines this kind of mysterious aspect of songwriting, which is the melody part. It's all like that part cannot be explained, but I can explain like lyric writing, kind of. I'm still working on explaining it. Yeah, mostly that's what's so fun about songwriting is it feels very mysterious.
Do you still remember, like, was it an aha moment for you when you were, like, getting into that songwriting, being like, wait, I think I can do this? Is it visceral, that kind of memory?
Yeah, I had a feeling like that with my song Sex in the City when it was an early song that I wrote, and I remember feeling a sense of pride that it was the first time where I was like, I think I will probably sing this song. Like, I think whatever that means for my life, I'm willing to follow it because I feel so strongly about having written this and I want to be the person delivering the message.
Versus like when you were writing for other people and then it was like slowly that process of being like, no, this is for me to sing.
Mm-hmm.
That must feel very, I don't know, that just feels like a very beautiful journey.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like it is something I chose to do.
Yes.
Which is cool. And it's... it feels like a very fun kind of like this sometimes feels like a weird detour, but nothing is like a detour. It's like it's all life. It just.
Yeah.
Well, let's get into this cover right here, right now. The original is done and it was an absolute beaut. So time to reveal. It's a song about something you wear. What song are you covering this morning?
I'm covering Earrings by Malcolm Todd.
Wow. He was the first ever sibling to cover his own sibling in the Like a Virgin studio, and now you have become the second only a few weeks later.
Oh, that would make my parents so proud. That would.
I mean, other than like the obvious of sort of returning the favor and creating this beautiful loop in this circle, why this song specifically?
Well, Malcolm is someone who I could talk about at length in this way and have before. His work ethic is ironclad. He lives and breathes music. He basically, from the time he has started, he has not stopped. He has always been the same musician, even though, you know, you evolve and you grow. He's just always been the same guy. And he's really also writing these songs too. So to see a song of his from his first project be so big, it just, I think it's sick. I think it's sick. And it feels like people catching up.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like. When something like this happens or has happened, which is like something that he put out 2 years ago, becoming so huge now, it to me is the explanation is people have caught up.
Wow. That's a good way of putting it.
Which makes him ahead of the curve, which I've always felt in my soul that he is.
So whatever Malcolm Todd single is coming out right now, 3 or 4 years is going to be huge. It's going to be freaking massive.
Yeah. And it's this album that he has coming out is like,
oh, it's so good.
Yeah, it's going to, I think it's already has changed his life.
Wow.
I think it's just going to change everything.
Oh,
yeah. This is huge.
We love to see this. Let's get it in the Like a Virgin studio this morning on this beautiful Friday. Audrey Hobart covering Malcolm Todd Earrings. Whenever you're ready, it's all yours.
All right. get out of it, can't get out of it. Love you, Malcolm.
Yes, love you, Malcolm. Love you, Malcolm. Oh, my God. What a little treat on Triple J Breakfast. There it is, for Like a Version, Audrey Hobart covering her very own brother, Malcolm Todd. The song was Earrings, a treat to get on this Friday morning. How did it feel?
Oh, my gosh. I had fun. Great song. Fun for me to just kind of like not be like dig 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 with like all my songs, but to just sing. It's inspiring. It's like I'm great song. Love him.
Oh, yeah. Honestly, you could tell you were having fun, and hearing the song in like your higher register, it just sounded really beautiful. Yeah. So I'm so happy to hear you had fun. Look, now you've both covered each other and you've written music together. Can I please just ask, like, do you think we'll ever get a Malcolm and Audrey song sung together? Is that in the pipeline?
Yeah, because if you know, it's not going to be us making it happen. It will be my mother. It will. 100%. Someday. Whenever it's right.
Love. Whenever it's right.
It might be a Christmas song. Who knows? Ooh, ooh. Nothing has happened. I just in my head thought that might be a good idea. So maybe look out for that. I would actually love to do a Christmas with Malcolm.
My God. Yeah. Please.
Yeah. That is an incredible tease. December, look the hell out.
Yeah. Maybe next December. Yeah.
Right, Gary, in the bin. Yep. It is now time for Malcolm Todd and Audrey Hobart new Christmas song.
Man, thanks so much for hanging this morning. So what does sort of the back end of 2026 look like for you?
Just more being on the road and then, just getting back to being bored. I mean, I think it's really important. Like, and by that, I mean, just slowing down for a little bit.
Full switch off. I saw after the Europe tour, you went countryside completely.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, it was great. But I knew that I'm out for the rest of the year, which I'm really excited about. It's already been very fun. I love performing. I love my crew and my band and everyone I live with on the road. So you can't really complain. You just got to look at the ceiling and smile and
I love that. Yeah. Let's all look at the ceiling and smile. Audrey Hobart, it's truly been a pleasure having you in for Like a Version and getting to talk to you.
Yeah.
All the best for the rest of the year.
Thank you, guys.
It is Concetta and Luca with you on your Friday morning. Stay with us. We'll tell you who's doing Like a Version next week right after this.
Woo.